Kids Sports.
Once again at 921, we are happy to bring you a little thing we call Kids Sports, where we invite young ladies and young men to join us here in the studio to do an official WGN sportscast. And Andy, today, you know, normally we just have one sportscaster
right
here. Today we've got, you know, just like Joe and Micah on TV, today we have another dual anchor team on our Kids Sports, Charlotte and Owen Campbell. So we want to welcome you guys. Hi, guys. Welcome to WGN. Nice to have you both here with us. Are you excited to be here?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're very excited to have you here with us. And isn't it a beautiful, nice day outside?
No.
Okay. That's my big honesty test for the kids to see if they would lie to old Uncle Dean. You guys, I hear, are into theater, right? And singing and stuff
yes.
like that.
Yeah.
So, Owen, like, what are some of the things that you guys have done so far?
Well, I perform, like, in, like, my school plays, and the program is called Bravo Performing Arts.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done a lot of stuff there, and currently I'm in the musical Sister Act.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Do you play one of the sisters? Just
yeah.
kidding. Just kidding. How about for you, Charlotte? You also do this as well, right?
Yeah. I'm in Sister Act also, and I'm a nun.
You are one of the sisters?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good. Is it fun? Do you guys like doing plays and singing?
Yeah.
And
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you in choruses and things like that also?
I'm in my school chorus.
Yeah?
So am I.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. And I don't know if a lot of people may have guessed, you might be brother and sister, right?
Yeah.
Charlotte, how old are you, Charlotte?
Oh, I'm 12.
You're 12 years old. And for you, Owen?
I just turned 14.
Oh, so you're the big brother.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, Charlotte, how is he as a big brother?
He's okay.
Most of the time?
Yeah.
Is there anything that he does that annoys you?
Yeah.
What would be the number one thing?
He rolls his eyes a lot.
Oh.
Good.
Like you say something and he rolls his eyes? Like he,
yeah.
Like he doesn't care? Yeah, but he does care. You do care, right, Owen?
No.
Honesty test number two.
Yeah, I love that. All right, so I'm going to give you equal time then, Owen. Is there anything that Charlotte does that annoys you?
Yes.
Boy, you didn't even have to think about that. Like, what's the number one thing?
The number one thing is when I, like, try to, like, help her out, and I, like, try to give her, like, some sort of direction, and
right.
then she's just like, you can't tell me what to do. Like, you're so annoying.
Do you do that, Charlotte?
Yes.
Yeah. That's okay if you do.
Yeah, because he likes kind of annoying, you know.
Well, now here you are working together as a team on our
yep.
kids' sports. And we've put together a little script for you here. So are you guys ready?
Yes.
You're all yeah. ready to do your kids' sports? So here they are from Gwendolyn Brooks Middle School in Oak Park. It's Owen and it is Charlotte Campbell. Guys, take it away.
Good morning, Chicago. I'm Owen Campbell.
And I'm Charlotte Campbell.
And this is the Kids Sports Report for April 15, 2018.
Let's get started with that massive comeback from the Cubs yesterday against the Atlanta Braves. Things were looking grim for the Cubbies heading into the bottom of the eighth, trailing the Braves' runs to 10. Then out of flippin' nowhere, a huge 9-run rally led to a 14-10 Cubs victory.
The Cubs scored 9 runoffs of 3 hits, 5 walks, 2 hit batters, a wild pitch, and an error. It literally doesn't get more exciting than that.
And how about that double from Baez to tie it up?
I don't care who you are. If you weren't out of your seat cheering, you just don't appreciate good baseball.
Despite the comeback, manager Joe Maddon still had a bone to pick.
That's right, Charlotte. Maddon said he had to give credit to both teams for how well they did because, and I quote, that game should not have been played. And I think he's got a point. The 3-hour, 43-minute game had a 38-degree weather, a 28-degree wind chill, and winds gusting at about 24 miles per hour. I'm surprised they weren't batting with icicles.
The weather was cold, but at least those bats were hot, hot, hot. The Cubs face off against the Braves again today at 1:20.
Speaking of cold weather, the Sox have had yet another game postponed due to weather. They will not be playing the Twins today and will need to make those games up later. The Southsiders will be in Oakland tomorrow night at 9 p.m. With their luck, there will be a freak snowstorm hitting the West Coast tomorrow afternoon.
The NHL playoffs are officially underway. Even though you won't see the Blackhawks, there's still plenty of great hockey to watch. The Predators topped the Avalanche 5-4. The Bruins mauled the Leafs 7-3. Tampa Bay struck down the Devils 5-3. And the Sharks ruffled the Duck Feathers with a 3-2 victory. The surprise of the season? The Vegas Golden Knights making the playoffs in their first season as a franchise. They may be the new kids on the block, but they've already got a 2-0 lead in their playoff series against the Kings. Ladies and gentlemen, place your bets now.
Also failing to make the playoffs were the Bulls. But let's be completely honest, that's not exactly a surprise. A blindfolded toddler could have seen that one coming. Coming out of the first round, Golden State beat San Antonio 113-92. The Raptors, or as I like to call them, Drake's Dinos, topped the Wizards 114-106. The Sixers cooled off the Miami Heat with a 130-103 wins. And the Pelican pulled a 97-95 win over the Trailblazers.
Drake's Dinos, seriously?
Hey, I don't see you doing much better.
I can't believe we're related.
That's all the time now we have for Kids Sports Today on WGN 720. Signing off for the Terrible Twosome. I'm Owen Campbell.
And I'm Charlotte Campbell. You stay classy, Chicago.
How about that? How about that for a great job? You guys did a good job.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You're a great team.
Thank you.
Wouldn't it be great to spend every single minute with each other?
No.
We've got a $25 gift certificate from Lou Malnati's for each of you. There's a Lou Malnati's right in Oak Park, isn't there?
Yeah,
right down the street from you.
I went there last night.
Well, now see, if you had only had that gift certificate.
Yeah.
Now the next time you go there, you'll think of us. Thank you for coming in.
No problem.
You guys did a great job.
Thank you.
Appreciate
you.
It.